Good morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. Today is the 3rd of October, 2019, and we are getting, actually galloping to the end of the year. Only 3 months left till we are in 2020. Crazy, isn't it? Anyway, today, not like every Tuesday, I'm alone, and, being alone here makes me a little bit, worried, but I'm sure I've got the ability to talk, I'm not going to say what I want to say. All right. I'm sure I've got the ability to talk nice things to you guys. And Liel is not around because he's with his mom today. She came specially for the holidays. And Peter had stuff to do. So here I am. Today, it's actually, I've got a great opportunity that no one will interfere in with what I say. I've got a great opportunity to share with you my love to music and my opinions when it comes to politics, and especially Israeli politics. Sarekan politics I gave up because it doesn't matter what happened. I sound like a broken record, and I don't want to sound like a broken record. I want you to join me, guys. So be a little bit, just pick it up, and our studio numbers are 010-140-3020, 010-140-3020. You can telegram me on 061-895-1019, SMS to 34519, it will cost you $1.50, and there's a lot of things to talk about this morning, but before we start talking about stuff, I want to put a nice song just to start the morning, and I think it's a great song by Elton John, one of my best actually, and one of his best, and hope you enjoy it. Thank you for staying with me. My name is Roy, and like I said, today I'm going to say my thing. And today I'm going to say my thing by myself. I can see Mr. Starograd is going to join me a little bit, but people are asking me what's happening and what's exactly is happening with the Netanyahu cases. They got a case 1,000, case 2,000, case 3,000, case 4,000. Actually, so many people are asking me, why there's no case 3,000? What happened to case 3,000? Let me just put you in a picture. Case 3,000 is a case that was basically a case that made from nothing, and nothing happened so the case is basically dismissed. There was no evidence whatsoever to even sustain opening of a case. They're just opening cases against prime minister, which is a elected prime minister. And what they want to do is if you can't take somebody by the force of the voter democratically, and that's what I always say, that the Democrats are only Democrats when they win. When they don't win the elections, then democracy is it wasn't democracy, it's fascism, etc. It happened with Trump, it's happening with Netanyahu now for the last 13 years, that since the day he was elected the prime minister, they're trying to demote him and whatever. Anyway, good morning, Moshe, how are you doing?
Good morning, very well, yeah, thank you.
Thank me?
Yeah, I'm a little bit late, but I'm here.
Yeah, that's okay. And how are you keeping?
I'm okay. I'm all right.
Are you doing well?
Yeah, fine. Okay.
Is it? Did you drive here, walk here, or what?
Well, I tried to walk, but I had to drive because I can't walk anymore.
So, guys, I mean, if you see Moshe's car around, try to get really away from the car because the guy can't drive. Oh, he can't drive right now. I would say, Moshe lives just around the corner, yeah? And the point I was trying to convey is that they say I hate liberals. I don't hate liberals. I'm very, very much a liberal. Like, I like liberalism. I'm not against basically any human rights. I'm very happy with people having the human rights. But, and I believe that if you did any crime, you should go to jail. But you should have a fair trial. You should have a proper trial, especially when you are elected as a president or a prime minister. It's happening now to Trump as well. Apparently there's, a storm in a teacup. Is that what you say? In English, yeah. So again, a storm in a teacup. I believe, the road to excellence will take quite a while, and it's going to be a long way. Even in South Africa, right now we're sitting with quite a bit of political turmoil. No one does anything about it, because I believe even the media said, you know what, huh? I mean, Abroch, we're here, and that's it. Let's ride it. There's a new movement that came out. There's hashtag I'm staying. I'm going to create a new one. Hashtag I don't have a choice. Yeah. Clive saying the fascists left, and you're right. You know what? You're 100% right. For my opinion, the left has always tried, over the years, always tried to force, his way into the knowledge of people. I mean, left is unnatural for a person to be a left. I mean, I don't believe that you think about, I mean, let me give you an example. If your kid goes to school, and one of the other kids, he picks on some other kid, I don't know, whatever. There's a fight between the kids. I mean, you're supposed to, as a parent, have your kid's side rather than have the other kid's side. If you have the other kid's side, it's unnatural, guys. It's unnatural. It doesn't matter who's right or wrong. It's unnatural. So being an Israeli, being Jewish, there's no way I'm not going to be in Israel's side. There's no way. It's the only country we have. 8 years ago, they took us, to the gas chambers. Like, basically they tried to eliminate the whole Jewish, existence.
Right.
Yeah. And how can today someone say, no, we have to make Israel a land of all its citizens rather than make Israel a land to the Jewish people. I mean, we supposed to fight for ourselves. We're supposed to fight for this country. We're supposed to fight for our existence. And yeah, it's going to take some time.
You'll be surprised, Rory. Yeah. You know, you're talking about that. We're always fighting for our, you know, stigma, you know. But sometimes, many times, when you hear on the radio, not on a Jewish station like this one,
yeah,
like 702 or whatever it is. And then when they refer to Israel, they refer to the Jewish state.
Yes. Yes.
So what does it mean? So
anti-Semitism, 100% anti-Semitism. And when I hear boys from King David expressing themselves, together with, movements like BDS, which is boycotts of Israel, or stuff like that. I mean, Israel being the most democratic, not the most, the only democratic state in the whole of Mediterranean. I don't see a way that, how can you connect to that? How can you connect to that? How can someone call himself Democrat, go and join the Palestinians? They didn't have elections for the last 14 years. I mean, how does that work? Homosexuals go in, being a left wing and supporting BDS when they know that they throw homosexuals out of buildings in Ramallah. So I don't know. I'm gonna have light day, and like I said before, it's gonna be, I like you to listen to songs that I'm gonna play some nice songs, and it's gonna be the long and winding road. That's from Wings. I hope you're gonna enjoy that. And we're back, and the time is now 9:30. And I just want to, before we're going to start going again politics and whatever, I just want to say that, you know who's today? 38. Yeah, 38. Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Really?
Yeah.
But he plays in America.
Yeah, yeah. He's 38 already.
And apparently he's going to move to some team.
I promise you, I would accept him in Liverpool with open arms. As he's 38.
No. He's amazing. Amazing.
Amazing. You know, he makes $7.2 million US dollars a year.
Yeah.
That's not bad, huh?
Because in America, they are playing in the American League. I don't know what
he plays the LA Galaxy right now.
Yeah, that's right.
He ranks the fourth among the UEFA European Championship goal scorers. Do you believe? He ranks fourth.
Funny enough, you know, a lot of great players
want
to play in America. Pelé.
Yeah. He played in LA Galaxy. Yeah.
No, it's Cosmos.
Oh, he played in Cosmos.
Cosmos, yeah, I remember. Yes, Cosmos.
Yeah, but yeah, I think Pelé would have been quite a poor blocker. I mean, if you compare him to those new guys that are earning 10 million rands,
yes,
10 million rands a month or something stupid.
Yeah,
I mean, 10 more than 10 million rands a month. It's ridiculous.
Pogba, he wants now £600,000 a week.
You know, that's 2.6 million pounds a week. And just to remind you, I mean, take it on average, let's say 1 to 20. So 2.5, yeah,
it's
50 million rands a month. That's not a joke. It's 50 million rands a month. I mean, on more or less. What do you think Salah earns? Salah earns about £400,000 a week.
Really?
Yes. So that's not bad. That's like 38 million rands a month or 35 million rands a month. This is big money, guys.
You know, I just...
For what? For playing soccer.
I heard the other day that
yeah,
the first player that's going to be maybe in another 5 years, £1 billion.
Yes, listen. There's already someone that paid. What did they pay for the best? Right now, £250,000 or something. I mean, for Neymar, they got like
£230 million.
Pounds. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous, guys.
Like again, out of hand. You know,
it's It's 5 billion rand. 5 billion rand. It's a lot of money. So Gwen Stefani. She's 50 today. Gwen Stefani. She's an American singer. I thought she's younger. She's 50 today. Yeah, believe it or not. Then, who do we have more? Shane William Scott. Who is he? Yeah. So he's, Shane William Scott is a comedian, producer, American Pie. I don't know if you remember American Pie series.
Yeah.
So he was a crazy one. An American Pie series. He's 43. Sure, can't believe it.
Yeah.
So he's got some quotes, and he says, "My dad was diagnosed with cancer, so we ended up burying him a year after he was diagnosed." I mean, sounds like an idiot, this guy. I don't know. Clive Owen is an English actor. He's 55. And, that's about it. So, happy birthday to all those guys and, to you, to whoever's got birthday today on the 3rd of, 3rd of October. And, let's just carry on talking about, what's happening right now, at this moment in Israel. So, Clive is saying like this, in the Bible it's written that, that was not just written, it was proper that the left is, he compares the left to the spies who came back and says that Israel was hostile. Do you remember the style?
Yes. Moses said. Yes.
Yeah. The Moses sent them to just check what's happening in Israel and come back and said, oh, there's some giant people and whatever. It's exactly the same. Say, you know what? The left always said, oh, you know what? If we're going to get to Gaza, you know how many people is going to die? And at the end of the day, nothing happens. What happened is when you did peace, like for instance, with the crime of Oslo Agreement, that wasn't an agreement. It was a crime against the Israeli society, I believe. What happened is 1,700, 1,900, somewhere around there, people died with exploding buses, etc. And all in the name of peace. And the beginning is, you know what they say? You know what Rabin said? I mean, with all the respect, the guy died and he was assassinated, whatever. But, with all the respect, you know what they said? They said, that's Korbanot HaShalom, that's a peace, that's casualties of peace. You know what? I'd rather have casualties of war than have casualties of this peace. Yeah, what do you say?
I'll tell you, Roy, you know, the difference in my books between the right and left in Israel is the right belongs in the holiness of the land and they live beings in the holiness of the human being.
Yeah, but this, but that's what they say. Yeah. That's what they say. And let me just put you, take you back to the beginning of the commemoration of Israel.
Yes.
1948.
Yes.
If you take him Ben Gurion, he, look at it today, he didn't believe in the rights of the human beings. He believed in the rights of, he wanted to have a country. He wanted
that's
to have
right.
a state.
That's
so he
right.
didn't care about everybody else, and that's how you commemorate the state. Now today, when they've got the state, and they've got the prime minister, for instance, for my opinion, they did more than anyone else, I mean, to change the face of Israel to a very successful country. One of the, I mean, it's a prominent, the eighth most powerful army in the world. I mean, that's what people say. Anyway, the eighth most powerful army
very
in the world.
Very successful.
And successful, yeah. I mean, it's a success story. I mean, if somebody wants to read a good book, you must read Startup Nation about Israel. It's an amazing book, and to see what they do in Israel and how they help youngsters getting into places that no one else can get. Not in any other country to do that. I do believe that the left can see that they cannot remove Netanyahu from his seat as a prime minister. And what they do is they sit and they try to put some how do you say criminal cases against him. This is not Zuma that took money, guys. I mean, let me just remind you. They've got cases, 1,000, 2,000, and 4,000. Yes. The 3,000 case was the submarine case. Nothing happened. He was never involved. And even they said they couldn't have anything, but they're still saying, oh, maybe something's still going to come up. Maybe not. I mean, really. So anyway, that's a prime minister you're talking about. So the case, the 1,000 case, what it is. They call it as well the gifts. They say that he got that Netanyahu got gifts from many people. There was no money. So a guy by the name of Milchen, a multi-billionaire Milchen,
yeah, Arnold Milchen, the Milchen. Producer for America.
Yes, it was a big producer. Yeah. Whatever is a billionaire in dollars, billionaire.
Yes.
He was his personal friend, gave him gifts for years and years and years and years. So it started on and they start saying it was in millions of shekels of worth of cigars and champagnes.
Especially cigars, the Monte Cristo one.
Yeah, Monte Cristo, yeah. So cigars and champagnes of millions of shekels. Now people will think millions of shekels of cigars and whatever. Yeah. So eventually they went to collect all the paperwork to see where's the millions of shekels. So they
found. How much smoke?
Yeah. So over 7 years, I think 140,000 shekels. I stand under, so no millions anymore. It's 140 shekel over 7 years. That's what they managed to collect some paperwork. That works out to, really little. I mean, really, like it's a couple thousand shekels a month. It's not like a month, yeah. So it's not like, people are giving you, and for that, he got nothing. Arnon Milchen got nothing for it. So the whole idea is, for my opinion, I mean, when Zuma allegedly gave, helped the Guptas allegedly.
Yeah.
I think he got something back, didn't he? Or
yeah.
I think when Zuma got something from the Guptas, I'm sure they got something back. He didn't get, so Arnon Milchen gave him, but he got nothing. That's number one. That's a case 1,000. Case 2,000 is, listen to this, that's once off, never had happened to any prime minister or anybody. So in politics, it's known that the one, the politician will give some sort of, information to the media, and the media will put him in a good way on the newspaper. For instance, if I'm a politician, I'll go out of a cabinet, meeting and I'll tell the media what happened there in quietly, and they will put me in a good light. This is something that happens all over the world. That's the way it is. Now, in Netanyahu case, they wanted to sue him for that.
You know,
basically, yeah.
In America, you got CNN,
yeah,
who's against, you know, the president Trump, and
yeah.
You got Fox. Who is for the president.
Yeah.
So the same thing, you know what I mean? You know, each newspaper can be for you or against you.
Yeah, 100%. And everybody wants to have, to be positive, looked at in a positive way. So yes, that's what happened. Now, the 3,000, we said it was the submarines one, then submarine was failed. And the 4,000 is apparently, they're going to, they want to sue him for, favorable, exposure in, I can't believe it. The guy didn't get money, anything like that. He never got any, basically got nothing. and they wanna take him out as a prime minister. Maybe. Let me tell you something about Netanyahu. Netanyahu, is a rich man by himself, not because of the media, not because of anything, not because of his position. He's a rich man. He was a very clever person before, did very good and clever investments. He's a clever man. He's not a clown that lands from the sky into politics. He's been a politician since he was 28. Is a graduate of MIT, which is one of the highest institutions in the world. And, I mean, highly graduated there. Right now he's sitting with some clowns that are trying to basically turn the government, and they've been successful lately. There was the generals that tried to take him over, in the last election. And what happened in the last election was completely ridiculous, that, those generals, they don't have any agenda. They don't have anything. They just come and say, only not him. Basically, I'm sorry, my English is not great. I'm going to put, I just want to put something happy. And Golda Meir said that I prefer to stay alive and be criticized than sympathized. You know what? You're right. You're right, love. You're right. I'm going to put something very, very nice from the foundations. I'm sure you're going to like that one. I love it anyway. And we're back, and we're here with Moshe Steinberg and myself. And Clive says, who is behind getting rid of Trump? Who is behind getting rid of Trump and Netanyahu? George Soros, the real Nazi, 60 minutes interview. And you know what? You're right. You're actually right. And I forgot about George Soros. George Soros was responsible for what we call the V15. It was a whole scam or scheme to get rid of the right wing. That was in 2000 and, if I'm not mistaken, 2013. They financed the Labor Party in Israel, and they tried to get rid of Netanyahu, and they're trying it. They're trying it for the last 13 years. They're getting there because they try to change the opinion of the people via the media, and the media is such a left-wing, one-sided. It is actually ridiculous. Moshe Miller says, he says, hi guys, amazing how similar the story of Trump and Netanyahu is. People love them and they are great for the country, but the media / intellectual hate them. Moshe, you're right, Moshe, 100%. They don't hate them. Actually, you could see how they're moving with a big purpose. Now, let me tell you something. There's a lady, Professor Ruth Gabizan. She says, I mean, and she can't be blamed as being a right wing. She's a real, real lefty, but she's an honest person. I mean, do you find them too? And she said that Netanyahu will not get a fair trial because he's already been trialed by the Israeli media. So basically, I mean, everything is out. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, and now Netanyahu is asking to just have his day in court been publicized. So being under camera, and they said no. I mean, you guys were leaking wrong rumors out of the court and out of the cases for years. Now let the people of Israel hear the truth. Nah, you can't do that. So anyway, I hope it's going to be good. What can I say? I still believe in decency and honesty, but. What's happening with Trump is ridiculous as well. I mean, if you look at the case properly, you'll see how it's been prompted to tilt the public opinion against him. No one will be able to actually get rid of
impeach
him that quickly.
It's impossible.
It's impossible to impeach him. You need 2/3 of the bottom house
of the Senate.
You need 2/3 of the Senate to impeach him, and it will not happen. Number one. Number two, What's happening with the Ukraine? People don't know, so they hear pieces of things, you know. What's happening with the Ukraine is that Joe Biden's son was involved is actually ahead of one Ukrainian company and's been paid billions of dollars to his account. And Trump has found out, and he wants to expose him like anyone would have done. You know, you are sitting in an election year, and you should do that. So what happened is a reverse spin, and I believe it's all yeah. Anyway, guys. We're galloping towards the end of the year. What I want to say in the last few minutes that left, what I want to say is that we're living in South Africa, and we must accept that South Africa has not been the safest country in the world. And I want you guys to really start taking care of yourselves. Make sure that you do the right things when, Moshe, don't smile and don't laugh. It's unfair. So, why are we so blind to see? Yeah. So why are we so blind to see? So what's happening, guys? You must always question. You must also always question the integrity of the people that speak on radio stations. What's the interest? Why do they want to change your mind? What is happening here? Is there someone that maybe paying them, like Soros with all these special places? You know, they chucked George Soros' company Soviet Union, from Russia. Putin didn't let him in because he wants to take off Putin too. So basically what's happening, they want to rule money. They want to rule the world.
Listen, you know, yeah. He almost destroyed the pound.
Oh, yes, you're right. So Soros been not a great help and not a good friend. Highly anti-Semite person,
and being Jewish,
yeah. There's a lot of them, I must say. We've been basically chucked out of here. So I just want to wish you. We're not going to see you next week. I think what is next week?
Yom Kippur,
but maybe Thursday. Thursday is all right, no?
Is it? Well, help.
I think so. I think Thursday is fine. So okay. Guys, I'm going to see you after Yom Kippur, and I just want to wish you all well over the fast. Pray hard. You know, if you guys, you don't have to pray so hard. If you're a woman, you know, for all the sins you've done to your husbands, you have to pray hard.
And I hope that we'll have a prime minister and a government until
in Israel, yeah. In Israel, and I hope Zuma will go to jail, and I really do that. And I wish you all the best. And let me put a song just to say goodbye to you guys. I mean, yesterday was quite disappointing, but we're going to go with this one.